Support for Studio Sessions on KNKX comes from the Shack Art Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glass blowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
I'm so excited to be here this afternoon from right here in our own backyard. Hunter Gather is live in the KNKX studios, led by Levi Gillis on tenor saxophone, featuring Ronan Delisle on electric guitar, Alex Oliverio on baritone guitar, and Evan Woodle behind the drums. These four young men combine to make music that blends jazz with Americana, indie rock, metal, classical, and a distinctive Northwest sound. Their debut album, Getting to Know You, came out last fall and exhibits more of their unique, collaborative, intense, and emotional instrumental explorations. But enough big words. Let's hear them play some music. Once again, Levi Gillis, Ronan Delisle, Alex Oliverio, and Evan Woodle, please welcome Hunter Gather.
Thank you.
Hunter Gather live on 88.5 KNKX. Seattle band with a record out last fall called Getting to Know You. There are new recordings just completed earlier this week. Levi Gillis on the saxophone. We have Ronan Delisle on electric guitar, Alex Oliverio baritone guitar, Evan Woodle drums. And I want to start by asking each of you to tell me a little bit about how you found your way to the world of jazz and improvised music. We'll start with our saxophonist, Levi Gillis.
Yeah, so my journey to jazz started pretty young, I would say. I started in the youth band programs in the San Francisco Bay Area where I grew up. And my dad was into jazz and showed me basically Miles recordings earlier in my life. And he's a trumpet player. So Miles was kind of my first foray into jazz, and since then I was playing saxophone in band programs and just kind of like kept playing jazz, was always interested in sort of the spontaneity of the music, and just kind of kept going, and eventually it was the only thing I ever wanted to do, sort of. So yeah, and then went to the University of Washington to study music, and here we are. So that was kind of maybe a traditional path for a lot of like young musicians now, starting in band programs and going from there.
Right on. And Ronan, on electric guitar, how did you find the world of jazz and improvisation?
Yeah, I wish I had had a earlier exposure to it through school and stuff, but I was playing electric guitar. There's not a lot of opportunities for band programs or anything like that early on, but I got into it through being into bands like Mars Volta and Frank Zappa, like early in high school, sort of more progressive bands, and then Pat Metheny's Bright Side Life was sort of the first sort of mind-opening record, and I sort of traced everything backwards, but from the perspective of guitar, which is funny because starting out, all my band directors were sort of didn't think that electric guitar sort of had a place in, you know, jazz and the canon and stuff. So but that's how I got started. It was just, you know, from the rock world into the jazz world, sort of.
And we turn a few feet to the left. Alex Oliverio on the baritone guitar. How did you get into jazz and improvisation?
Ronan stole my answer.
Pat Metheny.
It was actually the same record, I think when I was like 16 or 17. I was just a metalhead growing up. Didn't play in any jazz bands or anything. And then, yeah, when I was like 16 or 17, one of my old guitar teachers showed me Bright Side Life. And that was my jumping off point. Then I went and got a degree in it and studied from there.
A degree in Pat Metheny-ism.
I wish I had that degree.
And we move next door to Evan Woodle on the drums. Evan, your history of growing up with jazz.
I'm a product of a couple of great local public schools, Eckstein Middle School and Roosevelt High School. So yeah, shout out to Mark Escobedo, Scott Brown, great directors who, yeah, super inspiring band directors there. Tons of great musicians come out of those programs. But yeah, started with just like a bunch of my friends going into after school junior jazz and be like, oh, I want to hang out with my friends and do this thing I never heard of or done played before. And yeah, I went from there. And I also studied at UW with Levi doing jazz there. That's kind of where we started getting into this, more into this kind of territory of things under the learning from like Kung Vu and other great teachers there. And so, yeah, and also being around that is great scene of other students in that school as well, who are also similarly into all this kind of weird stuff outside of like the mainstream of jazz, I guess.
Right. And it was kind of a trick question to start our conversation here asking about jazz, because this is a band of music lovers who are just interested really in playing music. And I wonder if you could talk about being part of kind of a post-genre generation where genre is a box to be escaped from. Levi?
I've always been attracted to musicians, drawn to musicians and music that sort of spans genre. I always find it somehow deeper and more personal to experience a musician and a creative person that doesn't confine themselves to one thing and aren't trying to like execute one idea. They're just trying to explore their own territory. So that's sort of what I aspire to be as an artist. Yeah, I mean, this band draws on a whole host of influences from like around the Northwest and throughout history of different creative music. So, yeah, we can get into that a little later or now or yeah. But anyway,
Ronan, tell me a little bit about what jazz means to this post-genre generation. Is it something to be? I always like to think of modern jazz as a music that is happy to welcome any other styles of music to it.
Yeah. Well, for my, I choose to sort of stay away from those kinds of definitions, but I think basically what attracts me to jazz or not is just the, or rather, let me rephrase it as, what attracts me to a jazz musician versus other kinds of musicians is the attention to sound and the personality of a sound, and I think that's my basic criteria for whether or not I enjoy playing with someone or not is their attention to sound. And I think that's something that's present here is an attention to delivery and phrasing and tone and sound. And I think jazz musicians, or the great ones at least, have all had that sort of pursuing a sound, whether they have it or not, or sort of basing every musical choice off of sound. So yeah, whether it's, I don't know if modern jazz is more accepting than any other kind of music. I've played in some pretty stiff, quote unquote, modern jazz bands that aren't very welcoming of other kinds of music. Or if they do, it's sort of just to claim this modern label that's really not actually modern. I found more modern sounds in the music of like Fats Waller than in a lot of, quote unquote, new stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And Alex, you were talking about how heavy metal is a big part of your upbringing musically. Do you find that there's ways to adapt that those kind of chops to a jazz setting?
Yeah, I've been chasing that.
Yeah.
Evan mentioned his name earlier. Kung Vu kind of pushed me to look at my past and what I love and what I loved, and then kind of ask myself, like, why isn't that still a part of your life?
Mm-hmm.
So I've really been bringing that stuff, trying to bring that stuff back in, bringing those chops and presenting it in a way where improvisation is present and there's a storytelling aspect. And I don't know, it's just all the things. It's all music, so it can all be connected somehow. It's just finding out how.
Right. And Evan, Ronan was talking about how jazz musicians especially are looking to be, or create their own sound, their kind of mark on what music is. With this drum kit you've got set up here, it looks like you are a custom drummer yourself. How have you found finding your own sound behind the drum kit?
I don't know. I don't really think about it sometimes. I just, in the case of this drum kit, they're all orphan pieces. It's just kind of like, I find a drum that I like the sound of, and I'm like, oh, that sounds cool. I'm going to buy that and then try to incorporate it. I don't know. I've been doing more stuff that's like outside of like the straight ahead jazz realm and playing a lot more in like rock bands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, folk, pop, kind of, you know, that kind of realm. So those, like, I'll like got some of these drums like to try to fit some of those characteristics, and then so part of it is just like I have these drums set up at my house and I have like a band like this coming to rehearse, and I'm like, oh, I'll just try to make these work. So I don't know, sometimes it just happens and then it just works. And but a lot of it is also like influence. There's a lot of drummers that are in like the modern jazz world that play with kits like, I don't know, like Jim Black, for instance, or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like super low, like kick drum that just, or like, you know, really thuddy floor tom and stuff like that, where it's like really dramatic sounds that you wouldn't hear in a jazz drum. I'm like really into that. And I don't know, in a band like this, it's kind of fun to lay into it a little more, just like play like just super heavy. So having, yeah, drums that are like tuned lower, it like helps to just kind of like lay into it. And yeah,
it's working, man. It's working. And I know the Hunter Gatherer has been working on new recordings earlier this week, and we've got one of those new songs now. Levi, what is this next one?
This one's called Bivouac. This is one that Alex brought in. And we just finished recording it. And here it is.
Hunter Gatherer live on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. Hunter Gather live on 88.5 KNKX. The record from last fall, Getting to Know You, does not feature that song. That's a brand new one from Alex Oliverio called Bivouac. Great song, Alex. Now, I understand you've relocated back down to Arizona. How does that work with the band?
It's been a fun learning process.
There's lots of festering animosity.
Yes.
That we're burrowing deep down inside.
Angry voicemails.
Just kidding.
No, not at all. It was actually a really interesting process. They did a demo without me, so without any of the low end or anything, and then sent it over, and I laid it down over top of that. And yeah, I don't know. We just send emails and kind of stay in contact. I mean, everybody here is also really busy with other things. So
right, yeah.
Yeah, it was a really cool challenge to figure out how to make it work and how to keep the music going, even though people are splitting up. Yeah, it's been great.
Levi, could you talk a little bit about how the writing happens with this band? I was reading somewhere about your composition saying that there's a kind of a bare bones skeleton of the song, and then you bring it in for the band to collaborate on.
Yeah, a big part of this band for me was getting the musical input from all these musicians, these three musicians specifically, just wanting like them to feel like their voice is contributing to the music. And I really didn't want to be the dictator of this is how this is going to go. This is what needs to happen. Like what I normally do is, yeah, like you said, bring in like a sketch. One of our pieces is actually called Sketch. We've been calling it Sketch. Anyway. And then we kind of like arrange it together and add things that we all kind of like are feeling and hearing as we're putting it together. And actually, so yeah, it's been really interesting when, Alex recently moving, because we've had to kind of change that process up, and there's been a little bit of like maybe growing pains of like, how do we do this now? Cause we used to rehearse a lot, and that's where we like wrote our music kind of. Right. But now we really have to, well, yeah, like send demos back and forth and like kind of flesh out ideas in the recording process, like before we hit the actual studio. So, yeah, it's definitely a different thing. We're kind of like figuring it out, but it's a really interesting change to like grow how we conceive of our music and how our music develops. So it's been really interesting.
Hunter Gather is live in the studios here at KNKX. Their record is Getting to Know You. It's out last fall, and they've also been working on new material. And Levi, I'm wondering, this is a wonderful live band. You really get the essence of this band seeing you live. What are the pros and cons of making recordings and making CDs for your audience?
Well, the physical, I think we all agree on this. I really love a physical product when I interact with music. I think it, like the artwork really enhances what the music can be. And I always feel more satisfied when I'm putting out a record and I have a CD. We haven't made vinyl yet, but bands that Evan has been in, and I think Ronan too has made vinyl. And that's always really cool. I hope to do that at some point. I really love the physical, and I actually really love making records too, just getting in the studio and like hashing out parts and dealing with like the studio production. So yeah, I'm a big fan of vinyl especially, but CDs are great too. I enjoy putting them in my car and listening that way. So,
and it is an important and easy way to support your local musicians is to buy their music when you go see their shows. So please, folks, throw down a few bucks. It's like two lattes. Anyway, I'm going to get into a fun drive pitch if I don't watch myself. Now, another thing I love about this band, aside from you, Alex, because you've left our scene, but everyone in this band are really connected with the jazz music and the promotion of jazz shows. And I wonder if you could talk about, Evan, about creating a scene where young jazz musicians can explore and play live.
Yeah, super important to, I mean, we see a lot of young musicians like move away from Seattle. Not that it's like necessarily a bad thing, because there's a lot of other great scenes and stuff, but I'm really interested in having, like exploring like what this scene and this community has to offer. And so, for instance, like Haley and I and some a crew of other folks, like we put on a jam session every week. I mean, there's a lot of jam sessions around, but, this one I think is maybe a little unique, because we have every week we showcase a different a different artist presenting some new music, and we try to include like tons of people, dancers, visual artists, musicians, of course, jazz, rock, folk, total free improv, like everything. So, and that's, yeah, it's really important to have that. And like, and also having like that free, it's like a very open-ended, like free jam where kind of anybody can participate and kind of do anything. That's been really special to see what that does for the scene. I think, I don't know, it seems like it's been really good. And Cafe Racer recently reopened, and it's, the owners are saying that like that was like the one thing that people were saying, like when they were reopening, people were asking them like, is Racer Sessions going to come back? So it was like really special to hear that, how much that meant to the community. But
yeah, a little bit more detail on the jam sessions. Where can people find you? Is it easy to come down and sit in?
Yeah, it's at Cafe Racer on Sunday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Free. Anybody can come and listen, participate. There's no like sign up sheet. There's not. It's not like we're playing tunes, so you don't have to like know like your changes or whatever. You can come and really bring in anything, or you don't have to bring any ideas. You can just come and just sit in and just play whatever you're feeling, whatever. Just respond to people. It's very open ended. So, it's a good time.
Or just come and hang out and be part of the audience. It's
a wonderful scene.
Mm-hmm. We've got Hunter Gather live in the studios here at 88.5 KNKX. The record is Getting to Know You, out last fall, and keep your ears open for new material coming soon. Levi, what's our last song for the afternoon?
Our last song is one of my pieces called I Want to Be an American. This is from our last record.
Hunter Gather live on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. Hunter Gather, live on 88.5 KNKX.